Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. You can have your say and yarn up strong here on that number, 1-800-422-416. Now, the women leading the future of telemental health in Australia. We're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Michelle O'Late, our clinical director at Health Bright. And we have Dr. Online. Dr. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you going this morning?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm on Bingereb land in southwest Australia.
All right, beautiful. Big shout out to the mob there. Look, thank you very much for coming to the program. Female leaders at Health Bright, who are at the forefront of transforming mental health care across Australia. Look, fantastic. Having women at the table, mental health, we're talking about emotional connection, and women are that way inclined, I like to think. So tell us about this fantastic space.
Yeah, look, I love the company that I'm working for, HealthBright. They're a wonderful company and they really do understand that, you know, mental health is really hard for Australians to access.
Mm.
And so that's part of their mission, is making sure that we're using telemental health to get services, psychiatry, yeah, psychology and also GPs, out into regional and rural Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And look, we've got a female CEO and a lot of our team are actually women and they're really passionate about
yes,
the space and ensuring that that, you know, women's voices are heard as well.
So what inspired your journey into telemental health?
I was a little rural girl. I grew up on a farm.
Mm.
I was lucky enough to go to school and get into uni.
Yeah.
And when I got into uni, I actually didn't know I wanted to do psychology. But then I studied psychology and found out that I just loved it and I loved supporting people.
Yes.
And then in order to be able to bring mental health further back into the community that I'd grown up in, it was difficult to be there in a physical space, but I could bring it to people using telemedicine.
I was about to ask you, what are the biggest barriers to mental health access? You're talking remote. I mean, that would be a barrier, would it not?
Yeah, it's a huge barrier because when one of the GPs, who are the ones who give the mental health care plans, psychiatrists who give you medications and psychologists who help you with changes, a lot of them are based in city areas, in metro areas.
Mm.
They're also some of the people who are leaving the rural and regional areas. Wait lists are just impossible in those spaces.
Yeah.
But with telemental health, it means that we can reduce this wait list. And at the moment, we've got a wait list of about 7 days.
Yeah, gotcha. How is Health Bright improving accessibility and effectiveness in mental health care? Did you catch that,
Doctor?
We're
really passionate about making sure that because of all of our services are Health Bright doesn't do face-to-face services. We only specialise in telemental health.
Mm.
Because we're focusing on that area, it means that we've put a lot of time and effort into ensuring that all of our telemental health systems are really secure, really safe. But then people feel really safe when they're using telemental health.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then the other thing that we've put a lot of effort into as well is that we've started to sort of view the spaces that people connect with mental health practitioners.
Mm.
You know, maybe that's like finding someone who they map onto for good relationships.
Yes.
Or having to have long wait lists. And we're making sure we're trying to plug all of those holes.
Yeah. And it's great to have females at the table when you're talking about telemental health. Don't want to target it in a bad way, but is it a man's world? Have we got a lot of females in this space, in this profession?
Yeah, we do have a lot of women who are actually in the profession of providing mental health care as practitioners. we still have a very much male-dominated, I guess, corporate culture in that space. And so a lot of the time you find it's CEOs that are often men, and they're the ones who are driving, I guess they're driving what they think are the important things to address.
Mm.
But for HealthLight, we actually have a female CEO and a largely female team. So it means that we get a lot more input into what we think are the major issues that need to be addressed.
Yes.
But also, Trevor, you're talking about something that I'm also really passionate about, and I think that within the mental health space, we don't have enough Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander.
Alluding to that question, yes.
Yeah.
And I was thinking along the lines of we have what we call, you're well aware of, 13 yarn. When we look at communication with our mob, and we're talking about a good ingredient is black on black. You're picking up what I'm putting down when you've got an Indigenous person talking to an Indigenous person. So how are we looking in regard to Indigenous psychologists as such in this country?
You know what? We don't have enough. We don't have enough Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander practitioners, and we need more of them.
Mm.
The ones that are out there are doing awesome work, and they're incredibly wonderful, loud voices, making sure that they're trying to make sure that more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders can get through and get their degrees, and also to try and change the landscape of what we view as mental health. Because the white point of view of mental health is like, it's the individual's problem, the individual needs to be fixed. But Pat Dudgeon, who's one of the Aboriginal professors at the University of Western Australia, teaches that the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander model of mental health has way more facets than that.
Yes.
It's about, you know, historical health and family connection and connection to land. And, you know, it's not just about the individual, and it's the most beautiful representation and whole representation of mental health.
Yeah.
And so we need more of those voices at the table, because I think everyone will benefit from it.
Exactly. Well, we are all in this together, are we not, Dr. Michelle?
We are. Yeah. We're all in it together, and we've got to boost each other's voices where we can.
Exactly. Beautiful. Fantastic. So how's it work in regard to telemental health? Patients or customers make contact, or what's the process there? Is there 1-300 number? Or?
Yeah, you've got it. So you can pop on our website by looking for us at someone.health or healthbright.com.au, or also Call to Mind is our psychiatry website as well, or you can give us a call on 1300 546 821 and our admin will be able to connect you in with the kind of service that you need.
Lovely, beautiful. Well, congratulations. A beautiful space to be working in. And look, girls can do anything. We just celebrated International Women's Day. Keep doing what you're doing, Dr. Michelle. Big shout out to your team at HealthBright. And let's get it together, my sister. Thank you.
You too. You're wonderful to speak to, Trevor. It was lovely to talk to you again. And thank you for raising all of our voices up.
Lovely. You take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye, Trevor.
Beautiful yarn there. Dr. Michelle O'Leith, her name is, Clinical Director at HealthBright, and we're talking about the women leading the future of telemental health in Australia. And so Google them, HealthBright, seek out information that you need. Otherwise, give them a call on the 1300 number, 1300-546-821, and yarn up strong there with the guys there at HealthBright. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong, your mob. National Talk Black. Too deadly.
When the Saravan sails away, I'll be thinking of you every night and every day. My memory, though it's only just a short trip that we are to do, even out on the reef still, I'll be thinking of you. And when the troca season's over and our sails are full of wind, then the Saravan will sail, dear, safely back again to you. And I hope you will be waiting just the way you always do, for a
us Trocas boys are ready to be welcome home again. After spending time with families, we must all say goodbye. For the Caravan must sail, dear, back again out to the reef. While they're out on the reef, dear, I'll be thinking of you. When our yearly work is over, then we'll sail back home to you.
National Talk Black.
Thank you.
Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country. BBM Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yana Strong, your mob? Too deadly. Now, 3 in 4 regional students need to leave home to study. It's time to give education in equity the boot. Elevating the conversation surrounding the financial barriers faced by rural and regional youth and to bridge the education attainment gap that persists in Australia. Look, with that, we're going to catch up with Yana with Wendy Mason, Chief Executive Officer at the Country Education Foundation. And we've got Wendy on the line. Wendy, good morning. How are you?
Very well, Trevor.
Good. Thank you. Wendy, where are you based?
I'm based in Orange, regional New South Wales.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you. Big shout out to the mob there. Thank you very much. Look, a very important conversation here. When we're talking about regional students need to leave home, which is the case, it's time to give equity, education in equity to boot. So there's uneven platform, you could say, regarding education for our rural and for our students. That is the case, isn't it? Which is sad. 21st century.
Yeah. Look, Trevor, the stats show that really there's a persistent relationship between where someone lives, their postcode, and their educational outcomes. And we know that almost half of Australians from major cities have attained a Certificate 4 or above in their studies, compared to only 1 in 3 of people that live in a rural or regional area. So that gap is really something we're wanting to address. Country Education Foundation's wanting to support young people to make that step, to be able to get some skills. And we're asking everyone to get involved with a campaign, our Boot Bash campaign. We're wanting to give education inequity the boot.
Sure, exactly. Well, we're talking about a first world country here. We're talking about the 21st century, and this shouldn't be happening in this day and age.
Yeah, and we really know that there are barriers for young people when they live not in a large centre. So accessing further education after school is usually something that is not simple. No. There is often huge costs, and potentially that young person may not have had the experience of having others around them who have accessed further education. And we're talking anything that's vocational education through to university here. So we've supported about 700 students last year, and less than 1 in 5 of them had any financial assistance from their family, and only 2 in 5 were able to secure government support. So being able to provide some funding to help them take that step, but also our model actually really supports that young person with their local community getting behind them, a support program, some mentoring, other things that make that transition much easier, because of that group, more than for 3/4 of them needed to access education somewhere other than their home. They needed to leave home to pursue their further education.
And so the government needs to support the so-called colleges or universities or what have you, education spaces, in regard to that support, if financially, yes, but also the social part of it as well, the accommodation, all the above, to make a nice, even platform, you could say.
Yeah, so I do think that there's definitely a funding component. There's also a component that really encourages young people to understand, even if they are from a rural and regional area, they can pursue a further education pathway. They can develop skills. The opportunities may not be obvious to them, which I think is part of the challenge.
Sure.
So the aspiration bit can often be challenging, but Country Education Foundation is really trying to ensure that any rural and regional young person between 16 and 25 is able to take that step. We operate with a local foundation model. We've got about nearly 50 of those across Australia, and we're wanting everyone to get involved to help us raise some much-needed funds, because those costs are going up for young people. And the Boot Bash will help us to raise money that will go straight into their pockets to help them meet those rising costs. So on the 14th of March, we've got a Boot Bash campaign that's really kicking off. We're starting that right now. But we're encouraging people to find out about that at cfbootbash.org.au. You may want to get some people organised for an event. It could be a boot throwing competition. It could be just pulling on your favourite boots. It could be having a barbecue.
Beautiful.
But post your photos on socials using CEF Boot Bash. Make sure that you're making a donation and really get behind us to raise the much-needed funds for rural and regional young people. We're excited to get everyone involved.
Good. When there goes the affirmation, man, it takes a village to raise a child. We're all in this together, are we not?
Absolutely. And so, really, thanks so much for the opportunity to talk about it. But we'd love people to get involved. Again, that's cefbootbash.org.au. And all funds raised will go to support those students who are needing to access further education and face those rising costs.
Exactly. Wendy, thank you for your yarn. All the best to you. Please keep in touch and a big shout out to your team. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks so much, Trevor. I really appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you.
Deadly yarn there. Wendy Mason, her name is, Chief Executive Officer at Country Education Foundation. And despite over a quarter, 28% of the population living in rural and remote areas, young people from rural and regional and remote Australia face significant challenges when assessing further education. In fact, almost half, 48% of Australians from major cities have attained a Certificate 4 or above, compared to only 34% in the regional area. So, yeah, the Boot Bash, check it out, Google it and see what you can do. Support, gold coin, what have you, and every cent counts. It's about getting it together, people. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong.
Sing for the black. jangan lupa Nona Manis, Classic Buttercris, bilang selamat tinggal, kita sekarang mau belayar, tinggal Nona-Nona semua, susah hati. Tidak lama ada satu bulan kita kembali. Jangan lupa Nona Manis, Classic Buttercris, bilang selamat tinggal, kita sekarang mau belayar, tinggal Nona-Nona semua, susah hati. Tidak lama ada satu bulan kita kembali.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Oh, the southeast wind will blow. Chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters in working time. Yeah, goodbye, Lou. sometimes we miss family. Wait for us far away at home as we sail the Torres Strait in the East Coast waters. Our teardrops kiss the waves upon the reef. Southeast wind blow all around us. Let the winter wind chill us to the bone. We must sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters. We are working men and this is working time.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong. Now, the National Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation, NACHO, and the Royal Australian College of GPs, have furthered their commitment to jointly advocate for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health by signing their third Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. So with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Karen Nichols, Royal Australian College of GPS spokesperson, and we have Karen on the line. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm down on Warramai Country, so just north of Newcastle in Port Stephen.
All right, big shout out there to the mob. Thank you very much. Teamwork makes a dream work. Look, this is a great joint venture. Look, third time running. We're talking about closing the gaps, and we need a national peak bodies to be at the top to start from the top in regarding closing the gap. So it's a great MOU once again.
Yeah, look, and the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, we're pleased to have entered into a third MOU with NACHO. It's a long-standing partnership. The first one was signed in 2014, mm-hmm. Just over 10 years ago. So we're really pleased to enter a third one.
So the MOU between the two organisations will see ongoing work and shared advocacy to closing the gap by working closely with First Nation people and all the professionals in that field, especially our black professionals, culturally safe and clinical appropriate and all the above. So it's a good vehicle.
It is, and, you know, the goal is to provide high-quality clinical care and also culturally safe healthcare. And we know that within the ARCHOs, the community health organisations, that the healthcare is designed by the community for the community, and it proves that there's good outcomes with that. The other thing that is really pleasing to also note is that general practitioners who work within these ARCHOs,
yes.
Last year in the Health of the Nation report that was released by RACGP, they reported the best work-life balance and were the most satisfied GPs working in the Australian healthcare system.
Well, that's great to see. So it shows that it does work, you know, and here we go, third year running. And when the agreement, here we have the MOU, that's also communicated with the states and territories and, of course, all the First Nation health organisations across the country?
Yeah, so it's with SNARCHO, which means that we'll have some national approaches to and support with in terms of advocacy on national issues. But there is some work that we can further with SNARCHO through a partnership, and that's around a guide, the National Guide to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Preventive Health Care. And that particular guide has health subjects in it to improve the quality of health assessments that are provided to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So the 715, so work around that to improve the quality and the benefit for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who choose to have their 715 health checks.
And with the Royal Australian College of GPs, there's a platform there as well for, if not, promotion of First Nation doctors in the future, you could say?
We are looking forward to, we have about just over 136 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander general practitioners.
Yes.
So we're looking at how we grow that workforce, and we do have more doctors coming through our GP pipeline, which is fantastic to see, but we definitely need more. And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander doctors do like to work in the community-controlled organisations. And so we're looking forward to that workforce growing, as well as how we can support the growth of other health professionals within the community-controlled organisation. So, you know, how we support Aboriginal health practitioners,
yes.
And that multidisciplinary care that is in the ARCHO sector that just works so well for our communities.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. I think it's a nice fit. Thank you very much for sharing, Karen, and all the best to your team there. And good luck with all with the MOU. And here we go for another 12 months. Third one running. Thank you very much. And we'll talk soon, Karen.
Lovely. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful young lady, Karen Nichols, her name is, Royal Australian College of GPS spokesperson, and talking about the agreement which continues to commitment to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health, and that's the MOU between the two organisations, the NACHO, National Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation, and the Royal Australian College of GPs. Fantastic, a nice team effort there, and working towards closing the gap and working with our mob in communities and talking about health. Very, very big industry and very important industry. And we need to work these doctors out of work, you could say. Let's get them healthy and safe. Well, our mob, have your say, Jan Upstrong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.
Uncomfortable, I've tried to say this in a million ways. She called us scared, we wouldn't have turned her away. She's not your therapy, don't seem happy at all. I'm not your enemy, put your hands in your pockets and walk. Cause my brother, oh brother, don't put your hands on her. My binger, I beg you. Remember, your hands have made things before. Pass it down, or learn to heal with these hands like our dads. We can change, and we can say the hard things softly spoken.
put your hands on her. My banger, I beg you, remember, your hands have made things before. Cause my brother, my brother, oh brother, don't put your hands on.
That's why.